T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday. Now I don't like it. I
love it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. The weekend.
Case of emotion.
Let's get it, baby. Dodgers playing game 6 tonight. One win away from going to the World Series versus the dirty, sucio Red Sox.
Oh, man. I will root my junk off for the Dodgers against the Red Sox. I lived in Boston for 3 years. That is an awful town of awful sports fans.
Let's go, Dodgers!
Beautiful city, but
root
awful people.
Your junk off.
Well, I was going to say another word, but it's too early for me to remember what you can and can't
it's
say on the radio right now.
For you to talk about your junk.
That's true.
I want to battle you to a junk off.
Draw!
Draw. Jeez, good Lord. Just FYI, it's going to be one of them days. We're already talking about made-up superheroes calling Torso Man. Apparently, he has no legs, just a torso, and he runs with his fingers.
I'm very close to being that. I told these guys I'm all torso.
I swear we're not high.
Yeah, absolutely not. Good morning, Brian.
What up? Sorry, I was
by the way,
bud.
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
What's up?
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
All right, family, hit us up on the phone. You can call or text 877-971-HITS. And good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Birthday boy.
We're going party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip a card like
it's your
birthday.
We're going streaking.
And you know we don't give up. That's your birthday.
All right. Fantastic. Happy birthday, DJ Majestic. Officially Sunday, but we're celebrating today because we are not on air on Sunday, thank God.
It's true.
Congratulations, bro.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you.
Is it weird to say congratulations on somebody's birthday?
No, you made it.
Yeah, dude.
You made it another year.
All right, cool.
That's good.
Congratulations.
I hope I make it a lot of years. Yeah.
Do you feel wiser?
No, not
okay,
really.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Every year I just feel wider. You know what I'm saying?
Probably.
Definitely.
I feel dumber by the years because every year something new in technology comes out that I can't figure out. You're going to start feeling it like exponentially with Ariella figuring out everything. I mean, she's 1.5 and can FaceTime already. Like, imagine what she's going to do when you can't figure out cable and she's like on the computer, like figuring stuff out.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get her a job. You're going to work for Spectrum. man, I'm excited. DJ Majestic throwing epic party tonight. So you guys are all going, right? We're going to have karaoke at the venue here in Koreatown. Tamara, you in?
Yes,
all right,
I'm coming.
Chelsea, you in?
Yeah, my mom and dad are coming in town. Gary
and Nancy doing karaoke
We're
with
bringing them along.
From Detroit. Watch them just do it. Like, just throw me Eminem. Just anything Eminem.
My dad knows his Eminem.
No Shut up.
Do you know what's so funny is that when we were younger, my brother and I, we loved Eminem, obviously, and we would leave our Eminem CD in like the outdoor, we had like an outdoor
patio area.
And my dad one time turned it on and it was in there and it was like blasted through the neighborhood and he snapped it in half.
Whoa.
And because he was just mad about it and he's like, oh, this stuff is crap, you know, whatever. And then fast forward to like 5-7 years later and we come home from like college and he's like rocking it. Like he bought the Eminem CD and now he like whenever we come home, if we're like hungover, we go out the night before hungover, he'll turn it up super loud and like that's how he wakes us up in the morning. It's like a lot.
That was such a parent joke back in like the 90s and early 2000s. Back rap more like crap. Nailed it.
Yes.
If we get a video of your dad rapping
please
8 Mile Lose Yourself tonight, it will crash the internet. Crash the internet.
Fantastic. It's gonna be amazing. I'm excited because Majestic you know, has been going on dates with this one girl and I'm excited to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
We're all excited to meet her. Does she love karaoke? Is she singing? Do you know that?
I don't know that she loves it, but I did see in her story once that she does sing. I didn't really ask her about it, But I think she has a voice, but she hasn't said anything about it yet.
You know what would be hilarious? If, like, this whole time she's just been dating DJ Majestic to, like, give out her demo tonight?
Yo, karaoke night? Tonight for her.
Guys,
like,
I mean,
yo, can you get a meeting with your program director? Yeah. No, just play it, bro.
That's the most 2018 thing I've ever heard. It's like, is she into karaoke? Well, at one time I was watching her Instagram stories, and that's how we get to know each other
now.
Was
that creepy? No, right?
But I'm excited, man, because I know this girl is different, and it's something serious, because Majestic tagged her in his stories. That's when you know. Whoa. Like, somebody's serious when they go on a date, when they tag the other person. You know what I'm saying? You don't want people to know who you're with.
I kind of stopped doing it when she didn't tag me back, though. So. I don't know. Let's see.
It's like you said, it's like the millennial version of him saying I love you and her saying thanks.
Yeah. Has he tagged you yet? She tags you this weekend for your birthday. That's big.
Chelsea, we ain't trying to talk like that this
and
early in the morning.
Also, you know what? I'm curious what she's going to get you for your birthday, because you guys are at that weird, like, new stage where it's like, does she get you something? Does she not?
Yeah. Hope she gets me something. Cool.
Just tag him on his her stories. That's all, man. But happy birthday, Majestic. Love you, bro.
We'll know the answer to all those questions on Monday when Madge comes in. You're like,
stay tuned.
Don't ask me about the president.
With our weekend recap, right?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Happy Friday, 6:25. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you. Not only is it Friday, but it's payday. And then one day away from We Can't Survive 2018 going down tomorrow at the Hollywood Bowl, amped up by AT&T. Make sure you get your tickets now at WeCan'tSurvive.com. All right, hopefully you have some awesome weekend plans set up for yourself, like going to We Can't Survive. We're about to share ours for the weekend and then check in on Monday around this time to see how things really went. Brian, what are you getting into this weekend, bro?
Well, my brother, Killian, the youngest of the three of us, flies in tomorrow morning.
Oh, nice.
So he'll be joining us at We Can't Survive and, you know, hanging out with our brother, Patrick, his roommate, Jackson. Just the whole crew will be hanging out. I imagine Sunday I'll be cleaning up the hotel room at the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood where we're staying on Saturday night, because that's just kind of how my family rolls. And I'll be paying for the mini bar.
Oh, yeah, bro. And last time we stayed at a hotel for an event was Disneyland. And you had a lot of cleanup.
We didn't even make it almost.
Remember that? Just grips of pizza, too, and all kinds of ruckus.
Yeah, that my brother woke up at me, or he woke me up at about 10 a.m. throwing up. we made it to Disneyland finally at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm mad hungover, yo.
Yeah. No, that's...
Like, all I want to do is get on, like, It's a Small World and take a nap.
That's how it goes. So, I mean, for me, it's just going to be all about, like, brothers in town.
That's cool, man.
A lot of, like, out late. Partying, having a good time, Sunday recovery, football. So as far as plans go, I really don't have any expectations other than having some sort of like apology I need to issue to like the city of Los Angeles and the hotel and the Roosevelt Hotel and potentially
and the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah. So I'm prepared mentally to be saying sorry a lot on Monday.
There you go.
That's where I'm at right now.
So Chels, how about you?
I'm really excited. So I kind of surprised my parents and I'm flying them out here this weekend for the We Can Survive, which goes down tomorrow.
Those are the great surprises from a good daughter. Not like, hey mom, dad, I'm pregnant.
Right?
Well, so it really depends on their perspective on grandkids.
That's true.
They're like, that's the best one ever.
I don't think they'd be that happy about that.
not currently.
Considering that I'm not dating anyone right now.
But Chelsea, why not Chelsea?
That's your ex's voice right there. Still coming back.
Haunts me. So they're coming out here today. And my mom actually was diagnosed with breast cancer last year. She beat it. She went through, you know, all the steps. And so I really wanted her to be here because obviously We Can Survive. All the proceeds go to the Young Survival Coalition. So I just thought it'd be cool for my mom to be around other women who've been through the same thing and just be there with all of us and meet you guys. And so I'm really excited to have them here this weekend.
And what we keep hearing from people that have been battling cancer, have battled cancer, is like, man, when you build a community and you feel like you look over at your sisters, your brothers that have battled with you and so on and so forth, family members, you are empowered and stronger. So that's what We Can't Survive 2018 is all about. I'm glad your mom's going to be there as a survivor to enjoy not only her daughter, but everybody else and some awesome artists.
Yeah, I do think we take that part of it for granted, the community part. I know that my brother, Patrick, who's fighting colon cancer right now and going through chemotherapy, we had him on a few days ago and we talked about chemo brain, which is such a, for him, it's a funny thing to laugh at, but it's very real. Like chemo cravings, a thing you want to eat because it changes your taste buds, but also like you just have a foggy brain.
Yeah.
Like it's just hard for you to remember things. You lose phones and things all the time. And we got tagged immediately on a listener named April's Instagram, and she was like, I was driving with my husband mm-hmm. and my sister in the car, and I heard the word chemo brain, and immediately was like, oh my God, somebody gets me. Like, mm-hmm. nobody understands
relating.
That, yeah, that process until they go through it. And then she said, immediately I felt more of a sense of belonging. And yeah. I was like, yeah, well, that's why we do that stuff. It's why we talk about those things.
Absolutely. Exactly. Obviously, besides all the good times that we're going to have with all the artists presenting us, Shawn Mendes, Charlie Puth, Khalid, Ella May. I'm stoked to hear her live, man. Yeah, definitely. Tonight, we're going to DJ Majestic's party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Karaokeing. We got a babysitter for Ariella.
Whoa!
So my boy Nick, his wife Lathrice, we're rolling deep, man. Double date, little dinner, and then going out with all you guys and partying in Koreatown tonight. So I'm excited about that. To stay out past 9 p.m. is going to be epic. And then recover tomorrow morning. Then We Can't Survive.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, I'm going to take my niece and my nephews, and that's going to be epic right there. Definitely stoked for that. And then Sunday, hit up some church and chill out and recover. Like, different type of recovery than Brian, but similar idea.
I'm going to have to go through my Instagram stories to find out just all the things we broke and all the things I need to pay for.
Oh, man. But I'm excited for We Can't Survive and karaoke tonight. I know you're excited, Chelsea. Last time we did karaoke together, Chelsea's one of those that rolls in like, oh, yeah, yeah, I do karaoke.
On
sure,
occasion. Sure,
whatever.
I have to.
And then all of a sudden, what's your go-to song?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, my gosh. She, transformed.
Oh, yeah. That's the best.
And then the thing, the song is, 30 minutes long.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just sitting there all right, bro, Chelsea, let's wrap this up. Yeah. And she's like, no, sit down, everybody.
It tells a story.
Right.
I have to act it out.
Chelsea's one of those people that waits till it'll say eight musical break. And right. She'll get up there. Come on, everybody. You can do it.
Exactly.
Come on, get up out of your seats.
Yep.
Everybody clap along.
It's all about the crowd pleaser.
All right, so we'll check in on Monday and recap how our weekend really went. But remember, familia, make sure you come out with us tomorrow. We Can't Survive 2018. Get your tickets now at WeCan'tSurvive.com.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Can't wait to party with you guys at WeCan'tSurvive.com. That's where you can get your tickets, right? Happy Friday. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you. Thank you for tuning in. So remember yesterday we told you guys that recreational marijuana was now legal in Canada? So a day after it became legal, they're having a shortage of weed now throughout the country of Canada, and something that they call Weed Wednesdays. And check this out. This one store owner sold out before noon.
Jeez.
And sold $50,000 worth of product in the first hour. Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I also heard that it took them less than an hour for someone in Canada to get busted driving under the influence of marijuana.
Then there's that.
When weed got legalized in the state of Washington, this is actually kind of crazy. My mom's friend, Maureen. Maureen is 76 years old. She was a pastry chef on Whidbey Island, Washington. Whidbey Island is our town has maybe 4,000 people in it. She was waiting in line at the state capitol, and she got weed license number one.
No way.
She's got 0001 is her license. And so this 76-year-old woman opened a dispensary in my hometown, and it was asking my mom, wanted my mom to work there.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, yeah, I'm thinking about doing it. She doesn't pay that much right now. And I'm like, Mom, there is no way I want two women in their 60s and 70s like running a dispensary. Do you guys have security? She's like, I don't know if Maureen's thought about it yet. I'm like, this stuff is valuable, right?
Security, it's called Bengay, bro. Rub me down with Bengay.
I think they were just relying on their old lady charm. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Where,
funny.
Someone rolling to Robin, be like, oh, you, sit down. We're going to get you
silly goose.
Let's get you a brownie.
I'll put that gun down.
Stop dilly-dallying.
Joking around. Yeah. This is Grandma Maureen. Such a vintage name, by the way.
Maureen.
Yeah.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
So I just learned today that Rihanna actually declined an offer to play the Super Bowl halftime show this year.
Wow. I'm at a round of applause.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Good job, Edgar.
I'll do anything Rihanna says, to be honest with you.
I know, me too, actually.
I was kind of lost in that song. I haven't heard that in a long time.
It's a good one. It's a throwback. So according to sources, the NFL and CBS really, really, really wanted Rihanna to perform. She was their first choice. But she said no in support of Colin Kaepernick.
Wow.
Good for her, though, mm-hmm. Because we've talked about that at length.
Tough,
the amount of pressure that an artist is going to be under, especially if you come from a community of color with all the police brutality stuff and the things like that Colin Kaepernick's been kneeling for and the NFL and things like that. There's a pressure for you to make a statement.
Right.
Either way, if you're mm-hmm. on stage or if you're not on stage. So good for her to say, I don't want to do it. That's not my belief system.
Right.
like, way to go. Yeah.
She decided to make her statement that she's on Colin Kaepernick's side by not participating. And other people are saying you could have made a statement
By playing it and doing
by participating and doing something during a halftime show, you know? Yeah. But at the end of the day, she's like, look, I just don't want to be involved in controversy and drama, so I just say no to it.
Which is a big decision, too, because she has an album supposedly coming out this year, 2019, next year, I should say. So it would have been a really big platform for her, obviously. That's like the biggest performance of the year, you know?
Fake news.
But you got to give her props, right?
Of course.
Because she's not thirsty like other artists out there in the sense like, listen, I'm going to do well regardless, and people are going to support me. I don't need to get into this controversy and do all this extra stuff to try to get plugs.
I feel like her being the first one to say, like, no, because of this, because of my beliefs and my support of Kaepernick, I feel like this is going to boil up to something where there's, like, an alternative type halftime performance.
Yeah.
Not even part of the TV thing, but some big concert in the Atlanta area. I'm just calling it right now. I feel like every artist who's turning it down is going to do something big.
Also hearing Pink turned it down after Rihanna.
Wow.
We don't know if it's because of Colin, but I can imagine maybe it was. And then also, no formal announcement has been made yet, but it does look like Maroon 5 will be performing and possibly special guest Cardi B. But it's kind of funny to think about, like, how would you feel to be like, no, you're the third choice? Or maybe more, you know, for Maroon 5.
I'll tell you exactly how it feels. You know, you think back to elementary school and you're the last one picked.
Oh, man.
Picking teams.
Yes.
Yeah. Gordito over there. Come over here.
False alarm, you guys. Kim and Kanye did not break up.
Holla, we want freedom. We want freedom.
Why were people saying that?
So, get this. Elle Magazine, yesterday, they actually tweeted out a fake story saying that Kim and Kanye broke up. But then, and there's a link attached to this tweet, but when you click the link, it redirected people to a voter registration page in partnership with Rock the Vote.
Gotcha.
Fake news.
But people are very upset, you know, because obviously Elle Magazine is a very reputable magazine. So for them to do that, it's causing a little bit of drama.
I've seen a few of those, but they're not at, like, the one I saw was the real reason that Mac and Ariana Grande, or Pete and Ariana Grande broke up, and it was a voter registration thing. I mean, it's clever of them kind of to get all these fake people or fake clicks on it. But the thing about it is, like, Kanye's been so, like, hyper scrutinized for his activities and his statements with the president and stuff. It's almost not fair.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, but it worked. They're sending out the message out there, whether you like it or not. By the way, October 22nd, last day to register to vote here in SoCal. So visit lavote.net for more information, baby.
Good one. Nailed it. Good way to end the report. That's all I have, you guys. But to check out highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app to listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
And if you're a teacher, you know how difficult it can be at times to get across to students. And if you're a student, I don't know about you, man, but I was traumatized by that one teacher that got a little too happy with the red marker correcting my papers. It was like therapy for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, my paper got, like, you know, all bloodied up. It's like, whoa, chill out.
Sometimes you don't even know what it all means. I remember, you know, in, like, English classes in high school, getting a paper back and not know. I'm seeing red lines pointing to things. I'm like, well, where does this thing? So what is, I don't know what any of this means.
It's like a math problem in itself. You're like, wait a minute.
Clearly I know I suck at this, but I don't know how to get better.
So interesting here, guys. The teacher has now gone viral for the very unique way that she's grading her students' papers and tests. Her name on Twitter is Annie F, and she's a high school 12th grade English teacher. And the way she's grading these papers are by printing out meme stickers. So she's going on social media, awesome. Some of the most used memes, like Cardi B as a little girl showing attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really? Is this the best you can do? Yeah. So she prints them out on sticker paper and then literally puts them on the papers that are turned in and then gives them back to students. She's used the crying Jordan meme for incomplete or late homework. Like,
boo-hoo, what's your excuse?
What's your excuse for being late, you know? But obviously she's using positive ones as well. She used Gordon Ramsay, the chef. Good job, you deserve a gold star. Students are responding really well to this.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Swaggy P.
Yeah.
When he played for the Lakers, it just, like, the face, like, what's this? Like, I don't even know what this thing is.
What in the world were you trying to do here? So anyways, teachers, maybe that's something you could try, just dropping memes on your students' papers and tests.
I love the idea. ideology behind this is to help more effectively communicate what people did wrong, mm-hmm. and in a way that makes them laugh and, yeah. And shows you that kind of like by taking it more lighthearted, that this isn't the end of the world, man. Right. You just screwed up a comma or whatever.
And obviously she's getting, some people are like criticizing her for not being quote unquote professional or whatever. She's like, no, you don't understand. This is the culture my classroom has built. Exactly. My students are always showing me funny memes and I felt like I want to speak their language.
Yeah.
And actually students are responding like, yo, I want to do better work now because I don't want to get the crying Jordan meme anymore. You know?
Exactly. Those are the teachers too that I remember that had the biggest impact on me, the ones that mm-hmm. you just really didn't want to do well or didn't want to do bad for because you didn't want to disappoint them. You
relate
know?
To them and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that. It's kind of like the thing, people get way too knee-jerk reaction over, like, to freak out about any, because we got like this wussification culture
right.
where we're like, oh, everyone has to get a ribbon and we're afraid to tell anybody they did poorly or that they mm-hmm. got, like,
yeah.
some schools eliminate letter grades altogether and they just go, like, oh, you know, it's a star system or whatever.
You get a square and a circle.
Right, and you got to figure out, like, well, what the hell is this yeah.
what
the trapezoid mean?
What does it mean to you?
I don't oh, think gosh. It's bad to get letter grades. I don't think that it's bad for kids to know that they did not do well. I think the important part is telling them you can get better.
Right.
It's not that you're bad at this. You just don't, you can't. I tell my godson this all the time. Because I'm trying to motivate him to get good grades. If he gets straight A's, and then we'd get him an Xbox for Christmas,
oh, dope.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then also, I'm going to hold it over his head if he gets poor grades. Yank! That thing's going away.
Positive reinforcement,
but
yeah.
The thing about it is I told him, I was like, Ray, it's not that you're bad at this. It's that you just haven't learned it yet. You're not good. Like, you can get better at this. Like,
mm-hmm.
don't look at, like, a B minus or a C and think, like, oh, I'm stupid. I'm terrible. Look yeah. at it like, I just haven't learned that yet. You know what I mean? Like, you can get better. Not everybody's born with the knowledge of how English language works or yeah. math or geography. Yeah. You just
There's
gotta learn.
Always opportunity to get better. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And listen, if school didn't work out for you and you're going through a difficult time right now, financially speaking, there's always Mega Millions. All
That's
right? There's
right.
always Mega Millions jackpot. It is now up to $970 million for tonight's drawing, guys. So very close to hitting $1 billion
wow.
with a B as in boy.
When it hits a billion, you're going to have to say it like Dr. Evil. Like, $1 billion. You can't say it normally.
If you're wondering, the largest U.S. lottery prize ever was $1.5 billion, and
wow.
that was back in 2016. The odds of you winning Mega Millions tonight are 1 in 302 million. So there you go. Good luck on that.
You know what's going to be funny about this? I'm going to be pissed off that I didn't win, and I'm not going to buy a ticket.
I know. I never buy into it, but I feel like maybe I should, right?
We should try that. But the best about that is, like, when you don't buy a ticket, and then somebody wins, like, close by to you, you know, like, oh,
yeah.
man, they won in L.A., or they won over in Orange County, you're like, oh, that could have been me.
Oh,
why didn't I buy it?
Why didn't I just go to that 7-Eleven? What am I doing?
All right, Fabila, coming up next, a lot better chances of you winning L.A. Comic-Con tickets during our Ant Mini Mix. We're going to ask you if you want to play Is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids? And we have a special Ant Mini Mix coming at you in 5 more minutes, celebrating our We Can't Survive 2018 concert. It's going down tomorrow at the Hollywood Bowl. All the artists that are going to be presenting themselves tomorrow will be in our Ant Mini Mix. Get ready for that.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Right about now, though, your chance to win 4 tickets to go to LA Comic-Con by playing Is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids? All right, let's meet our contestants this morning. We have Reina from Diamond Bar. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you drive a school bus?
We got a whole choir up in that joint, bro.
No kidding.
We are in unison.
Good. All right, it's a kids trivia game. Reina, please introduce us to your kids in your car. Go ahead.
First one is Tabitha. Next one's Valerie. Next one's Amanda. And last but not least, Alexandria.
There it is. All right.
Woo-hoo! She's getting a woo-woo.
Valerie, why do you believe you guys will beat Brian this morning?
We're all girls, and Brian always loses at this game.
It is a car full of my weakness right there.
Girl power.
Arguing with women.
Absolutely. No matter what, women always win. Absolutely.
True.
All right, guys. So Brian's walking out of the studio right now. I'm going to present to you 3 kids trivia questions, and I'm going to ask him the same 3 questions, right? You have 30 seconds to answer. All right, here we go. 30 seconds on the clock, please. Mickey's Roadster Racers TV show is on what specific channel?
Disney Junior.
Next question. Name one Powerpuff Girl.
Bubbles.
Number three.
That little voice.
Who is your mom's celebrity crush?
Bruno Mars.
Okay, he's got moves.
There it is. Time's up. Time's up. That's good. You know what? I appreciate your mom. You know what I'm saying? Like some short like me. That's good stuff right there.
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart.
All right. Brian is back in studio. We got 30 seconds on the clock for Brian. Same three questions. Number one, Mickey's Roadster Racers TV show is on what specific channel?
Nicky's Roadster Racers?
Mickey's.
Mickey's? It's, oh, yeah. Mickey's. Mickey like Mouse.
Like, hi there,
oh,
folks.
Oh, Disney, Mickey Mouse. Disney Channel.
All right, number two. Name one Powerpuff Girl.
Powerpuff Girl?
Yeah, come
just
on.
One name.
If I get this right, Amber Alerts are going to go off. let's go with Twinkles.
All right, number three. Who is their mom's celebrity crush, the kid's mom?
Oh, this is the short thing. Kevin Hart. I'm going with Kevin Hart.
All right, there it is. Time's up. We're about to check in right now. Number one, Mickey's Roadster Racers TV show is on what specific channel? Brian, you said?
Disney is some sort.
Disney, right? The kids said Disney Junior. The kids are correct. You are not.
What? You had to have Disney Junior.
I said specific,
I mean,
bro.
They're different channels, Brian.
Okay, it's okay there, Brian.
Oh, boy.
Don't be bummed. Oh, boy.
When you look me dead in the eyes and you do that, it's so creepy.
Well, it's just so funny because the look on your face when you do it, you're so serious and creepy looking. Like, your eyes get really big. And yeah, but
thanks, guys.
You know.
I get the message. I'm creepy. Appreciate you. Thank you. When I do Mickey Mouse, got it. All right, number two. Name one Powerpuff Girl. Brian, you said?
I believe I said something along the lines of Twinkles.
Sounds good. The kids said Bubbles, and they are correct, and you're not.
What about Twinkles, man?
Still hasn't made it to the crew. What was that?
What is that? Blossom and Buttercup.
Oh,
those are all the Buttercup.
Named them all.
Show off.
Named
them that's
all.
That's bonus points, I think.
Extra credit.
Extra credit.
Yeah.
Number three, we asked the kids, who's your mom's celebrity crush? Brian, you said?
I went with Kevin Hart. My gut reaction.
The kids immediately said, Bruno Mars.
Okay.
So guess what? You lost the game, Brian. But the kids are the winners. Congratulations.
One of these days.
You guys are going to LA Comic Con. Thank you guys so much for listening to us and for participating. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Brina. Happy birthday, DJ Majestic.
Oh,
a shout out.
Heck yeah. Reina, just between you and I, what is it about Bruno Mars that does it?
That's offline.
Oh, she said that's offline. X-rated.
She's like, let me drop off my kids
Hold
first, then I'll
a
tell
second.
You.
That's for the 9 o'clock hour.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Got a very special shout out to send out right now to the seniors, amazing students at Eagle Rock High School. I got to hang out with them yesterday during our motivational speaking and voter registration tour. Amped up by LAVote.net. Man, they're just so stoked to get their voices heard. Check them out right here.
My name's Juan.
And my name's Luca.
Where we at?
Eagle.
Rock.
High School. When I say LA, you say votes. LA.
Votes.
LA.
Votes.
Give it up, Eagle Rock.
Yes.
Juan.
Yeah.
Jeez, that was an aggressive yes.
Yes! Luca's a whole nother. She's like, yes! She's ready for like WWE, bro. You know what
I'm
saying?
That needs to go on the button box, man. That needs to be preserved for life.
When anything really good happens, we're just like, Juan! We just like,
yes!
That's so good.
That's amazing.
And when it's like, all right,
Juan!
Yeah!
That's when people get a question wrong. Yeah. When they get it right. Yeah.
Sotomayor High School, get ready. We're going to go do our motivational speaking tour next week at your school. If you want to hit us up for motivational speaking, it's absolutely free to you, familia. Hit me up on my Instagram at Edgar I. Sotelo, or just look up the hashtag Edgar Motivates and we'll gladly go visit your school. All right, man. Coming up next, we're trying to help out in every area, in every direction, motivating you, trying to get you somebody to hang out with. We got the hookup hotline going down every Friday. We got We Can't Survive going down tomorrow. Maybe you're looking for a date?
Ooh.
Hookup Hotline is perfect for you. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio. Just call in 877-971-HITS.
I mean, for the record, though, if you participate in the Hookup Hotline, you don't get tickets to We Can't Survive. It'd just be a good thing to take a date on. We don't want to slam the phone lines with like, did I win? It's like, no, but we're going to try to make it weird in a second with the Hookup Hotline.
Yeah. Also, if it works, it's not like, did we win the tickets? Nope. No tickets are attached to it, all right? So just call in for real love. The incentive is finding somebody to do life with.
Mm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Well, at least like 5 years.
Isn't that enough?
Mm.
Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Home of commercial free Mondays. One day away, baby. Tomorrow, we have We Can't Survive 2018. Make sure you get your tickets. There's only a few left at WeCan'tSurvive.com. It's going to be epic. Can't wait to see you guys tomorrow. And like we do every Friday at this time, we have the Hookup Hotline, which is like speed dating, but live on the radio.
Just take two listeners who want to call in, roll the dice on meeting somebody new, finding the love. We give 97.1 seconds to ask some questions.
Yeah, you don't have time to dilly-dally either, so ask questions.
Get it popping.
Quickly, get to it, and then at the end, you decide if you want to hook up or hang up.
Dilly-dally.
I haven't heard dilly-dally forever.
It just
I love
came
it.
To me,
grandma
you know?
Word.
Thank you for bringing it back, Chelsea. I love it. Claire, 29 from Orange. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I love your vibe, Claire. I want you to meet Jake, age 31, from Fullerton. So he's your neighbor. What up, Jake?
Hey, what's going on?
All right, man.
Hopefully... Hi, Jake. Nice to meet you.
All right. Hello. Nice
starting
meet you.
It off early. Okay.
Let's get right to it. 97.1 seconds on the clock. No dilly-dallying.
None.
Go.
Okay, Jake, what do you do for work?
Well, I'm in construction, home building.
Do you have any kids?
Not that I know of.
Classic.
How much time do you spend on social media?
Oh, probably about 2 hours a week.
A week? Damn, you're never on it.
And, do you have any Halloween costume fetishes?
Whoa.
I do, actually. Yes, I do love that classic schoolgirl look.
Ooh, okay.
I'm into girls with intelligence, so.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I can help you with that. When's the last time you called your mom?
Actually, last night.
Oh, okay.
Would you consider yourself an outdoors person?
Depends on what we're doing outside.
Okay. Do you like hiking? The beach?
I like laying down outside.
I don't like activity.
Time's up. Time's up. Claire, my kind of activity. Just if we're outdoors, just lay down.
Naps.
Just chill.
I'm into naps.
All right, guys. So now what's going to happen is, Jake, we're going to put you on hold, and you won't be able to hear Claire's answer, whether she wants to hook up or hang up. That way you're not swayed by her answer, okay?
All right.
All right, hang tight. Claire?
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Jake?
How
hook
you feeling?
Or
feeling
hang
it?
Up?
I don't know. I think I like him. I want to give him a try. He sounds interesting. Sounds like a man's man, kind of outside. I love the fact that he still communicates with his mom because I'm really big on family. So
yeah,
I want to give Jake a try.
I like give him a try like it's a test drive.
Right?
Well, yeah, take him for a spin around the block.
That's what it's like in dating.
Now, Claire, you asked him about his Halloween costume fetishes. Why did you bring that up?
Well, I love to dress up and be imaginative. Like, that's kind of one of my little introverted things. So Halloween is coming up, and I was thinking maybe, you know, we can do something for that holiday and just, you know, try to vibe him out and see what type of guy he is. But then also that'll help us later in the,
yeah, listen, we know. Get it. Role playing. You're all about it.
All right, Claire, hang tight. Don't hang up.
Okay.
So you want to hook up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So now Claire's on hold. She won't be able to hear Jake's answer. Jake?
Hey.
What are your thoughts on Claire? You want to hook up or hang up and why, bro?
She seems a little plain for me, but, I mean, then again, we only had 1 minute to ask each other questions. So I think I'm going to give it another go around.
So a girl that asks you if you have any Halloween costume fetishes seems a little plain?
Yeah, no kidding.
Who are you dating, bro?
Jeez, bro.
All right, man, so you're going to give it a shot?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
All right, hang tight. You're going to bring her back on? All right, Claire and Jake, you guys are both back on. Congratulations, yes. You both decided, actually, to give each other a test drive. It kind of sounds like that, right?
Uh-huh. They're both just kind of like, yeah, let's give it a shot, see what happens.
You both decided to hook up, so congratulations.
Awesome. Okay.
What's going to happen next is we're going to give you guys each other's contact info, and then if you're okay with it, we'd love to check in with you on Monday around this time to see if anything happened over the weekend.
All right, thank
sounds
you.
Good.
It's going to be a good one to find out what goes down there. What's also going to be a good one? Dodger game tonight, baby.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Friday and I love it. Good morning, 97.1 Amp Radio. Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And guess what? We found out something else about Chelsea's ex, Kieran, the Scottish hunk.
Chelsea.
Oh, no.
What did you find out about my Chelsea?
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh, what a tease.
Just like, what now?
I was like, that doesn't even faze me anymore. I'm like, go on. Just
whatever. You're like, welcome to the show, Kieran.
Can you imagine? He walks in.
The front door.
If you haven't been listening the last couple of days, we found out some dirty things about Chelsea's ex who came by LA asking her back for her to come back, and he was also hitting up one of our listeners at the same time. Whatever.
And trying to do some creative
yoga moves.
Positions. Yeah. Creative things.
Yeah. Anyways, we're moving on from him. Dirtbag.
Bye.
All of us. And when we say we, I mean we, because whoever dates me dates you guys too.
Unfortunately, I'm sorry you do. We had to break up too because we had a huge man crush on Kieran.
Oh, we totally did.
He sounded like a Game of Thrones guy that I totally wanted to hang out with.
Anyways.
All right, anyways. I am going to tell you about this story that's very interesting. And Chelsea, maybe we need to do this on Kieran, your ex.
Okay.
But this 21-year-old college student from Georgetown, actually, she's now gone viral for what she's doing with her ex-boyfriends post-breakup. She's sending them exit surveys.
Oh, shoot.
That's ballsy.
Yeah. Straight out, her name is Katie Miller. She's 21. And she said, man, I got ghosted yet again. So she created a Google questionnaire and she sent them out to her exes because she ain't trying to like to actually talk to them because she's like, I don't need to go there. But I want to know where things went wrong. How can I do better in relationships? So she's asking questions like, what is wrong? What is wrong with Katie Miller? What is wrong with you? And would you refer me to any other bachelors? Please fill in the blank.
That's really what she's doing.
Yeah. Sending out these exit interviews to her exes.
I feel like that's a strategy that's more effective for women because guys can be such just intolerable tyrants.
Yeah.
I feel like if I ever look back at all the relationships that I've had in my, 20s, late 20s, I look back, I'm very, very happy now, and I think I can look back at all those things and see exactly what went wrong, and it's 98% my fault. And I've taken those experiences and made myself a reformed a-hole, and now I moved on with my girlfriend Jessica, and I feel completely at peace with it. But if one of my exes hit me up for an exit survey, I would be 100% honest with
you. You would?
Yeah, because I think now I'm mature enough to say, like, yo, I was really not a great boyfriend. I was really, really, like, that's not your fault. You don't need to carry that.
So this brought the idea of, hey, why don't we start doing exit survey interviews for your exes? You that are listening to us
we'll
right
put
now.
Them through the interview.
I'm sure there's some of you that, like, you don't have closure yet. I mean, your ex said it ended because of this, but really, you know it wasn't just that. There's more to it.
This is a great way to kick off the weekend.
To get closure.
Wow.
And then come party with us.
To feel bad about yourself.
No. To get closure and then come party with us at We Can't Survive 2018 tomorrow at the Hollywood Bowl. Okay. Get your tickets now at WeCan'tSurvive.com.
And you can survive the exit interview.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and well, you know, we won't put you on the phone with them. Yeah. That's the great part. We'll be like a buffer zone between it. So you tell us, you call and you tell us who your ex is. We'll try to reach out to them. We should do this all, like, as much as we can. And then, and then we'll be like that. We'll be the buffer so you guys don't have to talk to each other on, directly. No one wants that.
We're like the HR of your relationship.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So hit us up via call or text 877-971-HITS. Who's courageous enough? Who's brave enough to allow us to do an exit interview on your ex
and ask
them about you and what you could have done better or them?
This could be productive or an absolute train wreck, but it's going to be good radio if we get someone to do this.
We have brave listeners. We have brave listeners. Go on. 877-971-HITS. We're just going to wait. Not just playing. It's like a radiothon.
<That'd be> amazing.
All right. So coming up next, I'm sure somebody will call in or text in because people are brave enough to do that. And I'm excited to see this exit interview, how it's going to go.
We believe in you guys.
Come on now.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning. Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you. So just a few minutes ago, we told you about a story that went viral about a girl that kept getting broken up with. And she decided to send basically a survey, kind of like an exit interview to her exes. Just asking, hey, what areas can I improve in?
Right, like how do I fix this problem?
Long story short, we have our listener Frank from LA that reached out to us because he wants us to do an exit interview on his ex-girlfriend to find out where he messed up and what he can do better in the future. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, bro. So how long were you with your girlfriend, and why do you think things ended?
Well, we were together about 6 months, mm-hmm. and God, I really don't know why things ended. I thought it was going great. I mean, only thing I can maybe think of is, yeah, the conversation of her coming home for the holidays to meet my parents came up, and I can't even quite remember how it came up, but I did kind of hesitate a little bit, and
yeah,
I wonder if that's what, you know.
I've actually been there. Mine was even worse, though, one time. I actually invited a girl home to, like, meet my parents when we've been dating for, like, 2 months, and then my friend goes, don't you think that's kind of early? And then I had to, like, uninvite her.
Oh, my gosh,
right? Well, because I thought maybe it was too early. I don't want to creep her out. I'm not even he got in my head.
All right, Frank, so yeah. Producer Brad tells me that you and your ex are on speaking terms. You guys are good, right?
Yeah, we're cool.
But she broke up with you, and you've already reached out to her to let her know that we're going to do a survey on your guys' relationship, and she's cool with it.
Yep. So I hope you'll be honest about it. Yeah.
Well, we did promise her that you weren't going to be on the phone, because that was the one thing. We didn't want to turn it into some sort of like, gotcha, radio shenanigans, ambush.
So you'll be able to hear her exit interview and her answer the survey questions, but you can't respond to it, bro. All right?
Okay.
Because we don't want to turn it into an argument.
Yeah. No, definitely not.
Frank, curious, what do you think she's going to rank you in the bedroom?
Whoa.
I'm hoping for a high 9 or 10. That's what every guy says.
Well, he wants to be humble. He's confident, but humble.
Frank, all right, so the one deal we made with your ex who broke up with you after being together 6 months is that you won't be able to respond while we're giving her this exit interview. All right, because we don't want to turn it into an argument. It's nothing like that. You guys are on speaking terms, but since you really do want to know what areas you can improve on, then that's why she's doing it. She's agreed to do it, all right?
Got it.
All right, I'm going to bring her on, and you're going to be able to hear, but we're going to mute you, okay?
Good luck.
All right.
Godspeed.
Shauna, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Great voice, by the way.
Sounds like you just woke up.
Shauna, thank you for doing this. I know you're on speaking terms with Frank, and he honestly doesn't really fully know why you ended things with him, but hopefully this exit interview can help him better understand. So thank you for being a good sport about this.
Okay, no problem.
So basically rank him from 1 to 10, 1 being extremely bad and 10 being amazing. How engaging were his conversations, would you say?
I would say probably a 3. He's not that engaging.
Really?
Kind of boring, but he was very, very attractive.
That helps.
Sometimes goes a long way.
That's right. Let me just look at you. Shut your mouth.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez, good Lord. Second question on this exit interview, Shauna. How do you rank his listening skills?
He actually had good listening skills. Okay, good. I would rank him maybe a 7.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, good listener.
Yeah. All right. For a guy, that's like an A.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, Shauna, how do you rank his personal hygiene?
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting that one. Wow. Probably anywhere from like a 2. Whoa. Yeah, a 2.
Oh, that's bad.
Anywhere from a 2 to a 2.
Well, sometimes he had these old gym shorts that he likes to wear, and he wore them a lot. Hygiene wasn't his strong point.
Well, listen, in his defense, every dude has his favorite pair of basketball shorts or soccer shorts that we wear every day to go to sleep, but we never wash.
Yeah, but still, like a 2, like that's pretty bad. Like that's borderline maybe not wearing deodorant.
All right, fair enough.
Exactly.
How do you rank him in the bedroom from 1 to 10, 1 being terrible?
Say he's probably maybe a solid 5.
A 5? So like
mediocre?
Yeah. I want somebody that's, like, adventurous.
Yeah.
He's totally not that. I would try to talk dirty to him, and it would go way left. Like, he was just kind of bland, you know?
But he was good to look at. Again.
Again, yes.
You're like, just keep the lights on. I'm starting to get a good sense of why you broke up with him.
Right.
This is on your side, girl.
Ultimately, just open-ended question. What can he improve on in future relationships? Your ex, Frank.
Well, aside from the hygiene and kind of being, you know, boring, and also he just kind of scared me a little bit, I would say, because he moves kind of fast.
Oh, like in a relationship?
Like he felt hard for you?
Yeah. Well, I know he wanted me to go and meet his parents for Thanksgiving, I wasn't ready for that, and I think that's when I knew things were going to end.
Well, Shauna, thank you so much for doing this. Wish you all the best, especially the holidays coming around, and thank you for doing this exit interview on your ex, who you broke up with recently.
Thank you, guys.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Frank. You can speak now, bro.
I got your back,
mute.
Frank. I don't buy that hygiene stuff for one second.
Two on personal hygiene? What?
I don't know about you, bro, but the way she speaks, she's calling you boring.
There's got to be some truth to the hygiene thing. I don't think she would just say it if there wasn't, you know, if there wasn't a couple smelly incidents.
You got some smelly basketball shorts.
I do sleep in the same shorts a lot, but it's,
no, we all do.
I don't like rank.
Just to recap it, Frank, she thinks you're moving way too fast. Two, she thinks you should clean yourself more. And three,
get some new moves.
Yeah, be don't, adventurous.
Yeah, be a little more adventurous, bro. Not as boring. You feel me?
Yeah.
All right. I'll try it.
Frank, thank you for being a good sport, bro. You sound like a dope dude. You know, hit the shower and then move on with your day.
You sound like a football coach right there.
Go for it, bro.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
This is a great Cardi B story. So yesterday, she went to a public housing complex in Brooklyn and handed out hundreds of free winter coats and shoes.
Fantastic.
That sounds like a party. Let me tell you that.
Well, wherever Cardi goes, hell a party goes. So a massive crowd of children and parents waited for over 4 hours for a chance to meet Cardi and get a free coat. And it was a last minute thing. I guess one of her friends came to her and was like, let's do this. They got some coats donated and she went and did it. She went on Instagram after, thanked her fans who waited. And she also said she'd be doing it again very soon and probably in her hometown of the Bronx.
That's so important for, I mean, it's not as relatable here in like the Southern California area because our winter is like everyone else. This summer, but still, it's like in those areas like New York, Boston, Northeast, anywhere that has a winter time, when you work with a lot of kids who come from, you know, maybe their family situation isn't one where they can get a coat that fits, you know, maybe not even a coat at all, but sometimes you'd see kids with who like the coats like Steve Urkel come like halfway up their arms and they're like, hey, like they're wearing a coat from 5 years before.
No, that's absolutely awesome, man. Major props to Cardi B, because I think what people don't realize, too, I mean, you think New York, you think Manhattan, right? And it's like glamour and rich people and all this and that. But then you go out to the boroughs, man, there's crazy amount of need because people from around the world want to go live there.
Yeah.
So, you know, prices skyrocket, just like here in Southern California with housing and all that stuff. People get pushed out to the projects and so on and so forth in the different boroughs. So that's awesome because there's a lot of need out there for that.
And I also love that Cardi's focusing her attention on this, on doing good instead of like the feuds and all, you know, all the headlines that have been so... Yeah. Negative.
Balls in your court, Nikki. Yeah. When are you going to drop some stuff
there
off?
There you
some,
go.
Some kids.
So Kendall Jenner is not happy with TMZ. She's saying a recent article they posted has actually put her life in danger. The article she's referring to was about a stalker that she's dealing with. This stalker showed up at her house and ended up sitting on her front porch until she came home. Super creepy. The guy has been arrested. But according to Kendall, the article that TMZ posted gave a little too much detail about where she lives. Even posting photos of her home and alluding to where all the security gaps are on her property.
Oh my gosh.
So Kendall called out TMZ on Twitter saying, and how do you think these terrifying people know where my house is? I understand that I've signed up for what I've signed up for, but when you release the exact location to where I live, that is when you're putting my life in danger. Your home is your safe haven, but for me, because of outlets like you, my home is anything but. You should be ashamed of yourself.
That's ridiculous. Like TMZ writes an article, they're like, well, a stalker got in through this corner where there's no security coverage. Thank God they didn't use the corner on the east side of the property where there's not a camera to be seen and no guard on patrol.
As of right now, I haven't watched it in a minute, but keeping up with the Kardashians, does it show their homes?
It does.
Just the interiors, though. They don't. Like, you really have to see, like, a hillside up in where they're up in, like, what's the town they're up in?
I think now they're
Calabasas?
In hidden.
Calabasas. Right?
I think a lot of them are moving down to Hidden Hills, which is close by.
TMZ did release a statement, though, saying that they just reported on the criminal case, they did not release her location, is what they're saying. But you know.
I mean, I always wonder how legit those star maps things are. I want to take one of those star tours and be and just because I think they're all rubbish, garbage.
Absolutely.
But it is one of those things where they're like, hey, come see the stars' homes, and then you got these guys that are breaking into houses
and
stalkers.
That's a thing right now.
I know.
People's houses are getting broken into. It's crazy. All right, that's all I have for the report. But here's something cool for you guys. Mm-hmm. The first 97 people in line. online at the Glendale AT&T store today, starting at 5 p.m. will win We Can Survive tickets and the AMP Hype Bros.
The Hype Bros!
They're so cool. They also have meet and greet passes. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing.
97.1 AMP Radio.
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Shout out to Jessica from San Bernardino. If you drive anywhere towards L.A., God bless you, you deserve these tickets.
No kidding.
Because that is a mission on the daily.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you won the upfront We Can't Survive tickets. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. And if you still haven't gotten your tickets, you definitely don't want this FOMO in your life, seeing all the social media blow up about how amazing We Can't Survive is going to be tomorrow at the Hollywood Bowl. The weather's gorgeous and all for a great cause in support of young women battling cancer. Visit WeCan'tSurvive.com to get your tickets. We'll see you there, guys. All right. Coming up next, we got a chance for you to tell us what you should have did. Yeah, I know that's improper English, but it's straight up what you should have did. Sometimes you got to talk like that, you know? So it's basically, tell us about a time something happened, you took the high road.
Or you panicked and just, you like freaked out and didn't act how you wanted to. Mm-hmm.
Turned into a turtle, went in your shell. And look, that's good for you if you took the high road. We're not encouraging otherwise. But in your head, afterwards, you're like, man, I know I did this, but what I should have did, it's gone gangsta on that person. So we want to hear what you should have did.
It's like rewriting history in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you don't really have to do it.
Yeah,
it gives you closure to that.
You don't have to really do it, but you're going to feel gangsta about it anyway. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text with what you should have did. All right?
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Right about now, getting you a chance to tell us what you should have did. A time you took the high road. You know, you wish you would have reacted a different way, but you took the high road that time. But now you can tell us what you should have did, all right? Sarah from Carson, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much for calling in. Tell us what happened, and then tell us what
you should have did.
Okay.
That's so cheesy.
So I'm a newlywed. I just got married.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you having second thoughts of that? No, just wait.
No, I love my husband, but his parents came over for dinner. And I love them. They're great. Except for the fact that I cooked for everybody and I made a big deal about it. I was really excited to have them over, you know, to our house. You know, it's the first time since our honeymoon that we've seen them. And, you know, I made like arroz con pollo and I made like this beautiful salad. And I tried to make things like really, really nice for them. And of course, his mother, with a smile on her face, told me, like, I'll come over and I'll teach you how to cook, you know, what he actually likes.
Oh,
and
please.
I just kind of...
Like, as she's eating the food.
Like, yeah.
That you just slaved.
You know, but over. It was, like, with a smile on her face and trying to be nice. I knew exactly what she was doing. She was telling me she didn't like it and that he doesn't like it and that if I want to keep him, you know, I better learn how to cook the way mommy cooks.
Oh,
so I just smiled and told her, like, oh, you know, I'd love that so much. You know, please, of course, you know, anytime you want. Oh, my gosh.
So you took the high road. Oh, yes, I would love to learn from you.
Can't wait. Yep.
Mi querida suegra, my beautiful mother-in-law. Absolutely. You're the queen of everything.
Yeah, because also, like, keep the peace, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you want to be in good terms with the in-laws.
But, Sarah, now tell us.
But what I should have did.
Yes, sir. There we go. Let her have it.
Is tell her that she didn't teach her son how to pick up after himself, that I'm constantly having to mommy him because she obviously didn't do a good job and that he actually likes my cooking better than hers. And he's not just saying that because whenever she cooks for all of us, even her husband, even my father-in-law feeds it to the dog.
Oh!
Like, she's not a good cook.
Oh!
And so how dare she tell me? And of course, my husband, when we got in bed, he didn't even notice any of it. And if he did, he's being smart about it and not taking any sides. But
what you should have did then!
Actually, we have your husband on the other line. He wants to tell us what he should have done.
He should have told you, babe, your cooking is the best. Let's get it on.
Of course.
Damn, Sarah. How good did that feel right now that you just basically let that what I should have did out?
I definitely feel better. I'm happy she doesn't listen to the radio unless it's in Espanol.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for calling in and confessing your what I
should have did.
You got mad gangster, but I'm glad you didn't because that would have been an ugly situation at the dinner table. For sure.
Yeah, no, I'd like to keep my husband. We're newlyweds after all. Yeah.
You take the high road with everyone else, and you're more than welcome to take the low road with all of us here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Aw, thanks, guys.
But major props for respecting your in-laws, for sure, man. Just avoiding the drama, because especially it sounds like your husband's a mama's boy. You don't want to get her mad.
Exactly.
Love you, Sarah. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye, you too.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Right. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Chelsea hanging out with you on 97.1 AMP Radio. Happy Friday, 9:29 in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, señoras y señores, niños y niñas de todas las edades, it is official. The Mega Millions jackpot just hit.
$1 billion.
Dollars. You keep rambling on for a while.
Fade it down. Whatever.
Dude, it just hit $1 billion. Wow. With a B as in boy. It can't even be called Mega Millions anymore. It should be called Mega Billion. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm feeling you guys. Maybe this, I think I gotta go get a ticket.
I usually don't buy a lot of tickets.
I feel like this is it. This is it for me.
This is it for you? You feel like it?
Yeah.
You feel it?
I just have this sudden feeling.
You've had a rough week in terms of like, you know, in the dating life. You found out that Kieran from Scotland was sliding into the DMs of other girls while he's out here trying to win you back.
Sure.
So, you know, if there was a week for you, Chelsea, I would say it is this week.
I think the universe owes it to me a little bit.
Owes it to me?
I'd like to think.
Because I'm sure people listening are not struggling with other things right now.
Like, I know.
What about me?
Actually, my problems are not.
My ex is a dog. Like, yeah, honk if your ex is a dog right now on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
I wish we could hear
that. We're all in this together. We're all in this together.
Tamara, our phone screener, is just pretending she's honking right now. Just hitting it, you know, just jumping back and forth with her hand. But anyways, it will be drawn tonight, the Mega Millions situation, for $1 billion. So good luck with that, familia. And you know what? You should be kind and donate a lot of that money to charity. And one of the greatest charities that at least we're working with right now is the Young Survivor Coalition, support of young women battling cancer. And it's our We Can't Survive going down tomorrow.
Yes.
Hollywood Bowl. Can't wait to party with you and billionaire Chelsea.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll be there. Drinks on me, food on me.
Better be more than that.
I gotta wait till that money comes through, though.
Make it rain. You know. Make it rain.
You'll know if I win if all of a sudden I'm performing. Like, my God, Tyga just brought Brian on stage. He must have won $1 billion.
I don't know. Tyga, G-Eazy, and Marshmello had a song featuring Brian.
Exactly.
Oh, the other way around. Brian featuring.
The whole thing will just be me featuring everybody else.
So it's gonna be awesome. Man, also something really dope that we just found out about is speaking about the artists that are going to be performing tomorrow. Marshmello, this is so cool, man. He created a special limited edition colorway of his like famous Mello Gang 30 long sleeve shirt, and they're going to be selling tomorrow at the Hollywood Bowl, and 100% of the proceeds will be going from here to the Young Survival Coalition.
That's awesome.
So make sure you pick up that crazy dope swag right there. See you tomorrow. Get your tickets at WeCanSurvive.com. It's going to be absolutely
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
A big shout-out to our Dopest Moment winner, Reina from Diamond Bar, along with her kids. They participated in a little contest, a little kids trivia game that we call is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids. 100% of the time, the answer's been no.
What?
And you've lost every single time in this trivia game, bro.
I mean, what do I got to go start watching the Powder Puff or Powder Puff, girls?
Yeah, I don't know either.
You can just Google some facts.
Power Puff.
It's power.
If I start Googling Power Puff girls, the FBI is going to be shutting my laptop down. Why is this grown man looking at Power Puff videos?
True. Good point.
Reina from Diamond Bar and her kids win the Dopest Moment earlier today. This is what went down. Reina, please introduce us to your kids in your car. Go ahead.
First one is Tabitha. Next one's Valerie. Next one's Amanda, and last but not least, Alexandria.
All right. Valerie, why do you believe you guys will beat Brian this morning?
We're all girls, and Brian always loses at this game.
Man, it is a car full of my weakness right there, arguing with women.
Absolutely. No matter what, women always win. That's for sure right there. So take that wisdom into the weekend. Just don't even argue. Don't even try.
I just taking the L's, man. Taking the L's.
Speaking of which, man, the Lakers took an L yesterday on their season opener, bro.
But they look good at times, man. When those young guys, when they get that confidence, like Alonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, when they start getting that confidence with LeBron, Kyle Kuzma, the whole guy, man, they had flashes of greatness.
Yeah, but yesterday, the ones that looked really good are the veterans. LeBron, Rondo, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, this is what LeBron had to say about last night in the first game.
It takes a while for the chemistry to get to where you can close your eyes and know exactly where your guys are, you know, so You know, that's what we're going to work towards, too, both not only defensively but offensively.
There you go, man.
Well, and the Blazers are good. They're a playoff team. Yep, Damian Lillard was just going buck wild in that game.
Home opener tomorrow at Staples Center. That's going to be epic. But most importantly, Dodgers, baby. We need that win today to go on to the World Series versus the Red Sox. And we'll see how we can survive 2018 tomorrow, familia. Get your tickets now at WeCanSurvive.com. We're all going to be there. Even Chelsea is bringing her parents all the way from Detroit party with us. And we're going to be celebrating Majestic's birthday party. It's your birthday. Congratulations, man, to DJ Majestic, one of our producers. Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you, thank you. I'm excited about this weekend.
We're excited to meet the one, the girl you've been dating lately. And
the one is a big title, but...
Tonight, well, she's the only one right now.
The only one, yeah.
I'm excited just to see everybody embarrass themselves in karaoke tonight in Koreatown.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Follow our social media accounts because there's definitely going to be people getting put on blast on our stories while trying to do karaoke. Chelsea on her social media.
Chelsea underscore Briggs if you want to see, you know, a great rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody. That's
or you
my specialty.
See Gary Briggs busting out 8 Mile, Lose Yourself.
I'll meet him, do that for sure.
I'm at Moot Comedy. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I will be singing some sort of old school rap at some point, probably the gangster, the more gangster, the mo better.
Hey, Brad, you want to give us a little tease right now?
Of gangster rapping?
Yep. Come on.
I don't have any bleeps right here. I don't even like...
He's like, I don't do it unless I curse.
Gangsters don't dance, man. We groove.
It's going to be good. Hit me up at Edgar I. Sotelo. You know I'll be just doing boys to men. Duh. Jesse Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
97.1
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.